Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much for joining us on this 17th day of September 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and I can't think of a more powerful lineup with the QE Unlimited being announced, the meltdown by design of Europe, the 25 armadas massing in the Strait of Hormuz for the gear up for the bombardment of Iran. Then Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us. He was on yesterday for about 35 minutes. He'll be on for a full hour today. And Max Kaiser will also be joining us from London. He's moving to London from Paris. So he's going to be breaking down the whole financial end of the situation. To say that we are in absolute information overload right now is to not even cover it. But through all of what's happening, the Chinese and Japanese threatening war, Europe melting down, Arab Spring going into overdrive, attacks on U.S. embassies and facilities in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, Sudan, Libya, basically everywhere. It is on. Global chaos. And out of that, the megabanks want to bring their order. Order out of chaos. That's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with. This is it. This is the big move. It's why they've got the police and the military militarized and dug in against the people worldwide. It's why all these preparations are being made. The globalists are preparing to try to make their move to cause giant regional wars that may slide into a third world war. And out of that crisis, a new world order, George Herbert Walker Bush's fifth objective, will emerge. Out of these troubled times, we see our fifth objective. A new world order will emerge. Order out of chaos, the Illuminati slogan. This is what we're facing. This is what we're dealing with. This is the issue. Our republic and the rest of the world hangs by a thread, and you're going to see a lot of craziness taking place. You're going to see a lot of infighting within the establishment. You're going to see a lot of battle lines being drawn. Yesterday, Steve Pachinik, high level in the Council on Foreign Relations, Black Ops, you name it, you know, coming out and saying that Israel and Saudi Arabia killed the U.S. ambassador in Benghazi, Libya, off the charts. A lot of what he was saying, Tarpley was concurring with. When those two were concurring, look out. We've got just all of this unfolding right now. These are the times, like pre-World War I, pre-World War II. These are the times when the world is lining up right now with the backdrop of global hyperinflation looming, with QE Unlimited. And I feel so sorry for the general public who doesn't even understand false politics, who isn't even informed on fake left-right debates of Republican-Democrat. Even when you study this 12, 14, 15, 16 hours a day for decades, it is somewhat murky until you pull back. And when you pull back and study history and study this ruling elite and study their eugenics-based sciences, their full-spectrum dominance mindset, covering all their bases, placing money on all, you know, areas of the crap table, then you understand the larger plan here, and it is unbelievable. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back and get into all of it. All of it. Straight ahead. If you've got friends and family or people you care about who don't quite understand what's happening, you need to have them tune in right now, whether you're listening on XM 166, our local AM and FM stations, our global shortwave, or Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, with free audio streams and video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're tuning in for the first time, you found it. The front lines in the fight for human liberty and civilization. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
It's all unfolding, ladies and gentlemen, exactly as we predicted it would. And we all better hope and pray we don't continue down the current path we are headed down like a snowball sliding right into hell. We need to stop going downhill like a snowball headed for hell, to quote Merle Haggard. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 17th day. Of September 2012, the one, the only Max Keiser on QE Unlimited, global financial meltdown, hyperinflation, the design collapse of Europe into the EU banker superstate, all of it is happening. All of it is going according to globalist plan. All the chaos, all the bedlam, all the wars, all of it is part of their plan. The general public will say, But they're wrecking things. They're creating poverty. They're destroying civilization. Now you got it. Now you know what Agenda 21 is. Now you understand you can't pick a side of the New World Order because you're either in the left hand or the right hand. But you're connected to forearms and upper arms and shoulders and a torso and a head and a waist and legs and feet that is a diabolical system. Let me explain something here. There are different factions and criminal elements in the global corporate structure that's anti-free market, monopolistic, before I get into the World War III news. This is so important to understand. But they all stand to gain off the corporate welfare of building the police state spy grid, the control grid. They all stand to gain from centralization, even though over time it destroys productivity, freedom, and society. They stand to gain by dumbing people down, even though down the road it means they'll have servile, addled minions that can't even perform for them. You've got all these evil factions battling with each other for control and power. But none of them will ever dismantle any of the machinery of tyranny because those are treasures to them that they're fighting over. The equipment of this whole juggernaut is what they want. The social engineers, the technocrats, are upper level, but they're not at the highest level, and they're mercenaries that give their genius, their understanding, their idiot savant skills in different specialized areas to the overlord class. And the overlord class, though they battle with each other over control of the levers, they will never decommission or shut down or stop any of this because they all dream of controlling it themselves. And basically, they're like a bunch of lemmings following a lamp in the night, like moths, right off the edge of a cliff. And they're all so competitive, none of them can ever not give in to pure evil or the most wicked scientific tactics of control, because if they don't use it, somebody else will. And that's the whole Machiavellian end justifies the means that they teach special forces in this country for 50 years. I'm sure they've changed it since I have talked about this, and Rush Limbaugh's talked about it as well, but I talked to some retired operators, and they said, yeah, no, that's true, that you're from different joint forces, best of the best, special forces, and they recruit you to go into Delta Force, and there's other units that they sheet dip you out of even above Delta, in this whole corporate mercenary system. And after they've gone through the months of rigorous qualification to the next level, when they're exhausted, they put them in a shack in bad conditions, mosquitoes biting them or whatever the case is, and give them 12 hours to read Machiavelli's The Prince, written 500 years ago. And then you write an essay on it. And if you say, I don't believe the end justifies the means, you don't compromise good morals in the name of beating evil, you don't become evil to defeat evil, they say, oh, very good. Yes, now you've made it, but we're going to put you in this area of logistics. But if you say, I do believe the end justifies the means, and we need to be more evil than evil to protect good, oh, you understand the greater secret. You're going to be promoted to the higher level. And that's basically what we face as a society. Is the system has gotten a bunch of people over the decades into the power structure who've then recruited still more who will rationalize anything they do. They've even got a lot of people who are twisted who think they're actually good working for this system, who will do unspeakably horrible things like stage 9/11 in the name of winning this clash of civilizations between West and East, when at a higher level, the globalists are actually playing both sides off against each other to destroy society itself, because to the truly evil high-level globalist, civilization, decency, honor, beauty, purity, that is a threat, because they've woven a web of deception and evil and ugliness, and the darkness seeks to hide from the light. But to hide from the light that's so painful to them, who've turned themselves over to pure evil, they seek to destroy all that is good. And that's why if you study history, every culture, every society, every race manifests the same dark, murderous temples. Temples of doom. They build civilizations based on hellraiser-like worship of pure evil. Because once you let evil get in place, then greater evil will supplant that evil, and then still greater evil will supplant that evil, and then still greater evil will supplant that evil, until you get pure, distilled, absolute, just total death. Death. Kill, steal, destroy, burn, bioweapons, atomic weapons, hydrogen weapons, scorched earth, black cities, poisoned water, dead oceans, genetic engineering run wild. Hell on earth is what is being produced. It is the fruits. It is the works. It is the sum total of what the system is moving us towards. There have been corrupt elites in the last 300 years in the West, but still they wanted to have big public works projects. They wanted to build palaces. They wanted to compete with other nations for who had the best scientists in literature and art. All that is going by the wayside. Who can produce the ugliest art? Who can produce the most twisted families? Who can produce the sickest things? Who can turn creation on its head? Who can create an economic system to destroy wealth and destroy families and destroy creativity and destroy intellects? And who can chemically poison the population while having them work to build their own global government kill grid? It is life inverted. It is death. It is the symbol of humans, the star, the head, the arms, the legs, turned upside down. You know what all these Satanists and people think they know all this alchemy and all this other mumbo-jumbo, and they sit there and they wear pentagrams around their necks? They think it gives them all this power? They're a bunch of lunatics. They take the cross, that's a symbol of someone giving their life up to try to help others, and they turn it upside down. They say, it's all about me. It's about my power. And they don't understand, because they're lower-level evil people who aren't even really evil. They're cowards who are afraid of the night, so they try to make a friend of it. And they try to exercise power. They try to build up their own little power bases to simply exercise power. And then the world doesn't give them that power like it promised, so they get deeper into evil, seeking after it, thinking that they'll gain power if they simply turn themselves over to the dark side. The dark side will destroy us all, and we must turn away from it now. World War III is now not on the horizon. World War III is rolling up our street like a giant juggernaut, a war mach, a tank out of hell. And you know what empowers it? Our apathy, our not being involved. The average American right now, the polls are out, are so delusional. They're not concerned about dead troop numbers. They're not concerned about rioting. They're not concerned about foreign policy. They just want to go watch the football game. While World War III is being prepared, you've got a Western civilization in a trance, drugged out of their minds on sick culture and chemicals, having no idea the point that we've now reached. We are now being brought directly to the edge of the cliff. Just 6 months ago, we were 100 feet from the cliff. We're now 5 feet from the cliff. And end, those that want world war are shoving and pushing everything towards the edge. We'll be back to break it down. Geopolitical analysis straight ahead.
Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing a brand new book for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in the challenging days ahead. The Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets is packed with hard-hitting information on self-reliance gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, home security, and more. At 436 pages, there's simply nothing like it anywhere. Get the Big Book of Off-the-Grid Secrets by going to offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com. Secrets.com or call 800-206-4095. That's 800-206-4095. Order online and get our top 14 off-the-grid special reports free with your order. Reports like Cash Garden, how to grow all the food you'll ever need and stick to your guns, how to legally carry firearms almost anywhere, anytime, plus 12 more reports worth over $350, all free with your order. Order today at offthegridsecrets.com. That's offthegridsecrets.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We are 40 minutes out from Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us on this Monday edition. Then Max Kaiser joins us from England to break down QE Unlimited. He, of course, made his strongest prediction ever, and he's got a very accurate record. Inventor of the virtual trading software that's used on many stock exchanges today, he predicted that by April there will be a total collapse. He predicted that about a month ago on this broadcast. We're going to have him elaborate on that. He also predicted they would begin unlimited quantitative easing on multi-fronts. So That's who we have on, people that are accurate. The mainstream news has people on constantly who are inaccurate, but not because they're even stupid. They themselves are investing the ways our guests have been recommending, while telling you to not invest in ways that protect you. Again, this is a culture of predatory activity, and the fish rots from the head down, and so now the entire culture is converting over to a predatory system, and a system of just complete lies. So the establishment starts smoking their own dope, drinking their own Kool-Aid, believing their own propaganda. I mean, look separately from the Middle East at some of the news. China, Japan heading towards war, says U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. And they've got ships threatening each other, protests in each other's countries. I mean, it is getting serious. We've got the head of the EU admitting that this is a plan to take over Europe, the debt, a third round of bailouts. It doesn't go to Greece or Spain. It never did. They just blame those countries. It goes to the mega banks whose operatives sign the countries on to derivatives. We've got all this other news coming out domestically where the FBI says, yeah, we've got face scanning cameras up nationwide now following you as you walk down the street with your driver's license photo. Now, that's been going on for a while, but now they're announcing it. Just Big Brother on steroids. So we're going to be going over all of that. But shifting gears back into the Middle East, let's just go over some of these headlines. Ambassador Susan Rice, Libya attack, not premeditated. And it continues. I mean, who would believe that it was not premeditated? New York Times spins new video of Ambassador Stevens. It shows him being drugged through the streets as they chant, God is great, Allah Akbar, obviously celebrating like they did with Gaddafi's dead body. And they say, oh, the Libyans were saving him, going to help him. So there's ever video of me being killed by a mob and then shooting me or whatever. Whoa, look, they're helping him. Remember Benazir Bhutto, Pakistan president? Video of her being shot, and our media said, she fell and hit her head. Doesn't matter if there's footage of her being machine gunned. She fell and hit her head. That's how dumb they think you are. That they tell you that, oh, well, just a little mob protesting killed the ambassador. Oh, yeah, no other governments are involved. Oh. And the Libyan government's like, no, Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia did this. Who do you think runs Al-Qaeda? Who do you think put Al-Qaeda in the country? Continuing, Syrian rebels burn American flags. Oh, the Al-Qaeda that Obama put in there, that NATO put in there, now burning American flags. We told you they would then turn around and say, we've got to bomb these countries. In fact, they're now saying Assad has to be invaded because Al-Qaeda's there that NATO landed and put in. I mean, I've studied history, and I've never seen anything like this. Usually, not usually, governments always at least had some narrative that could be halfway believed, even if it was bull. This is just total bedlam. Designed global chaos to distract you from the financial takeover that's happening. Look at this story out of Israel, Ynet News. Ex-envoy to Israel, U.S. will go to war in Iran in 2013. That's what Tarpley's saying. He's saying this is meant as an October surprise to get rid of Obama, who's, again, their puppet. They want the new puppet, Romney, who can get conservatives behind him for a larger war. Who knows? We're going to find out. But this is all accelerating right now. Israel El Al looks to end Cairo flights. Increased numbers of foreign elements, jihad groups operating in Syria. Really? Leading Sunni clerics demand a global ban on insults to Islam. They're talking about laws in the U.S. to restrict the First Amendment now for Muslims. See how the media blames a film connected to the FBI and the federal government? And then they use this false flag to try to take our rights. You see how that works? Here's another one. Libyan reports shred White House claim that Benghazi attack was spontaneous, driven by anti-Islam film. Yeah, no kidding. Think so? Iran's Revolutionary Guard commander says it's troops in Syria. We told you that 6 months ago. Now it's in Reuters. They're not ready to tell the childlike public. Iran is officially announcing that. It's a proxy war. Russia and Iran on the side of Syria. The United States and NATO and Europe backing Al-Qaeda while telling us give our rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to kill us. When the globalists just used Al-Qaeda to kill the ambassador to stampede the U.S. into a war on Iran, but they're going to blame for it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
So we have a global ruling class that are publicly setting up a private world government, exempt from all the laws they pass and put on us, that openly wants to establish a modern eugenics global empire based on destroying civilization, destroying art, literature, annihilating education. It is a new dark age by design. That is the environmentalist. That is the globalist. That is who they are. They stand for total anti-human world government, while destroying the environment while they're at it, posing as environmentalists. That is their religion. It's really neo-feudalistic fascism. But those words are just words. You have to see the New World Order coming into view out of these troubled times. The fifth objective will be realized, as George Herbert Walker Bush said back in 1990. One. And here we are. You can see the total plan, a consolidation of wealth, a system hell-bent on impoverishing the population so it can be more easily managed. And of course, we have to be more easily managed in our culling, in the soft kill operations going on all around you. Childhood cancer is up over 10,000%. Look up the numbers for yourself. They vary. Some are over 10,000. I've done the numbers on autism from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58 now. That's over how many thousand percentage points up? Diabetes, type 2, up over 3,000% in the general population. In Hispanics, it's even more. Go look the numbers up. Neurological disorders, depending on the type, some are up over 100,000 times what they were in the 1950s. Lung cancer in women up sevenfold from what it was 20 years ago, even though smoking is way down in women in the last 30 years. Look up the numbers. Sevenfold increase in lung cancer. Gee, you think something's going on? I know it's fun to get scared of the Arabs and the Muslims and ask the government to take all your rights away because of it, but the government is run by foreign banks that run the radical Muslims, and they run them in your face and use them to take over Libya, Syria, Egypt, everywhere else, and then turn around and say, oh my gosh, they killed our ambassador. Oh, but then Obama plays along because they don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Oh yeah, it was just some protesters that went in and killed the Navy SEALs and killed the ambassador, and then everybody else in the house stood down. Because, you know, it's coming out, there weren't just four people. The rest of the security stood down. And all of you that work for this so-called government should remember what they did to SEAL Team 6, blowing up the helicopter at the site. Others spoke out, so they blew up most of the rest of the team a few months later. I even talked to a Navy SEAL whose friend's in Navy SEAL Team 6, and they said, yeah, there was a bomb on the helicopter. Really? You think so? They crammed 24 of you on the helicopter and fly out in the desert to a rescue mission. Of course, it wasn't a rescue mission. It was all made up. It's like Pat Tillman was charging the hill to fight Al-Qaeda. Turned out, oh, there wasn't any Al-Qaeda. Turns out we shot him. He begged for his life. We came up and shot him in the face three times. And why do we know that? Because the valiant colonel, the medical doctor, pointed out they'd murdered him. And so the whole story fell in. That's who we're dealing with. And I have to sit here and have, you know, different spies and people that you hear on the air, but also off the air, people you've heard of but don't know have contacted me over the years, sit there and say, don't worry, Alex, you and your family are safe. Which, of course, means me and my family are not safe. Now, I live in the real world where I talk to retired four-star generals. I live in the real world where I talk to current one-star generals. I live in the real world where I talk to colonels on a weekly basis. I live in the real world where I get information from FBI agents, you name it. And let me tell you something, folks. They're all scared. When the chairman of the Joint Chiefs comes out 2 weeks ago, guys, will you print it for me again? It was in the Associated Press and others. Headline: Dempsey says, don't blame U.S. if Israel attacks Iran. When they come out and start saying it's a bad idea, we're saying don't do it. When you see those type of breaks and fissures going on, you know there's a serious issue. You know that this attack on Iran that many analysts believe will probably lead to a giant world war. We better pray it's conventional and people don't start using nukes. But when militaries start losing, they start using nukes. And Russia rolled nukes into North Georgia whenever NATO-backed forces were overrunning them and said, we're getting ready to use nuclear weapons. And this can start real quick. The elites aren't building bunkers and digging in and building bunkers under their houses and getting 10-year supplies of food and everything else in the last few years because they wanted to play tiddlywinks. I told you about that billionaire defense company owner that I happened to run into, didn't even know who it was at the time. I went and looked it up, found out, wow, she was who she said she was, talking about how she was leaving the U.S. This is 4 years ago, and I said, why are you leaving the U.S.? She said, there won't be a U.S. in 4 to 5 years. You remember this story? I've told it many times. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you just better get ready to get real popular. And I said, well, why do you say that? And I was at a law firm setting up some corporations. I said, and this is in the waiting room. And I said, well, why do you say that? She said, because what you're saying is absolutely on target. absolutely on target. And I'm moving to the Cook Islands. I'm out of here. Shelling basically her holdings and getting out of the country. I mean, real good job, New World Order. You took over. You robbed everything. Now we get to have World War III. Thanks a lot. But again, you're evil. That's where your God has led you. That's where you always take people. That's where all these lunatics, whether it's Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, or 100 other thugs before them, it always leads to huge wars, armies buried to their necks in mud, collapsing societies, famines, and death, because you people have got to have it all. You've got to run it all. You run everything but yourselves. You can't control yourselves. And you notice we told you when all this would happen. When they announced unlimited quantitative easing, when they started the hyperinflation trajectory, when they moved towards Iran, when all the navies massed, there's been 6-7 times in the last 5-6 years that they've massed the aircraft carriers and U.S. forces. There's been a few French and British forces. There are now the navies of 25 countries massing in the Strait of Hormuz. That's what's happening. You've got armies massing. You've got B-2 and B-1 bombers dispatched to the Middle East last week. That's classified, by the way, which you just were told. I confirmed it through two different sources. One that saw it happen, so then I called another source. One of them wasn't even military. They're probably listening right now. Then I called the other source. They took off at out of their West Texas base at, what, 3 a.m. till 5 a.m. to launch the whole wing. And then I talked to my other source. They're now sitting very close to the Middle East. I'll just leave it at that. That's what's going on. They don't move those things because they're good weapon systems, the Lancet, the Lancer, but they're hard to hold together. It's a good weapons platform, but it has a lot of technical problems. And they're all massing, ladies and gentlemen, all massing right now. And you see all the articles about, we've got to have a war with Iran. And they know the general European, but even more so the average American or Canadian, will buy saying that Iran is behind all this. Last year they tried saying Iran was going to attack the Saudi ambassador in New York or D.C. Remember that? And that turned out to be a fraud. So now they're trying it again by using the Al-Qaeda that Saudi Arabia and others control. Saudi Arabia's big enemies with Iran, folks. You see, they know Americans think, oh, there's just, Muslims over there, and they all want to kill us. No, there's 19% Shiite, 80% Sunni, and then 1% Alawite and a few other subsects that are really Zoroastrian Christians mixed together. And you've got all these groups here, and the average analyst in government doesn't even know all the groups. I've been researching further, and Dr. Petrinic was talking about this, where the neocons don't even like CIA or State Department people that even have studied or have a degree in Arabic studies and can even communicate with them. They'll assassinate people who can even talk to Arabs. That's how dumbed down even the power structure is. So-called government experts and operatives don't even know what's going on. It's a joke. It's a bunch of lazy people that just want to cash their taxpayer paychecks and a bunch of corporations fat off taxpayer money who are delusional. But why do you think the real generals and the real top CIA analysts and Mossad analysts and others are saying, don't do it. Don't attack Iran. Don't do it, BB. Don't do it. The globalist faction at the top thinks that if they corner Israel against the wall and if they corner the U.S. against the wall, that the overwhelming force will be forced into this clash of civilization and this giant war that will fold Russia, intimidate China, and make all the Middle Eastern countries kneel. That is not going to happen. Empires don't really go to Afghanistan to die. Quite a few have gone there. Where empires really go to die in the 20th century and the 19th century, they go to Russia to die. That's where empires go. Empires go to Russia to die. And it's madness. You look at John Corzine, 40-1 bets on MF Global, other people's money, thinking he'd win. And then somebody over at Goldman Sachs, that he formerly headed, and J.P. Morgan, it was really J.P. Morgan, screwed him. There's not even honor amongst these people themselves. They're crazy. Meanwhile, while World War III is being prepared, what's the federal government doing? Buying 1.4 billion bullets plus. And when the public gets concerned, you just put out a disinfo piece saying, hey, it's only 174,000 bullets, never mentioning the other 13 billion plus, or 1,300,000,000 plus, excuse me. Or do the math, 1 point whatever it is billion. The point is that we're here watching it about to happen again, this time with nuclear and high-tech bioweapons, chemical weapons. It won't just be staged terrorists we're going to have to worry about. There will undoubtedly be real acts of sabotage and asymmetrical warfare all over the place. This is not going to be a good thing. But the globalists are all dug in and have this planned. They want the wrecking of civilization to happen like they funded Hitler to wreck Europe, so that then they can roll in and reorganize the whole planet under their planetary regime and bring in their one world government where you're not allowed to criticize any religion based on the demand of 25% of the world, the Muslims. You can see the whole Adam Weishaupt plan coming into view. A new world order out of these troubled times. So government is gearing up and training the army and police not to fight Al-Qaeda, who publicly works for them. Al-Qaeda is just the backdrop of fear and who they use to overthrow countries. Now, they are gearing up and training the paramilitary system for a civil war in America. And they could trigger it by not delivering the welfare checks. They can trigger it by going after our guns. And you have to understand the globalists are all in these armored redoubts. They're all into these national security systems, in these keeps, in these fortresses, in these castles, in these hardened facilities, to use the modern parlance. And to them, it's all beautiful. This great time of wrecking, just like U.S. and British banks sent, what was it, 18,000 U.S. citizens and others over into Russia to bring it down. And then instead of giving the people freedom from the czars, they put something in probably 20 times worse and killed most of the Christians in Ukraine and other areas. I mean, the globalists have this planned here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not pretty. And thank God for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. 236 years into the future, the only thing we've got left of free men is our open exercise of the First Amendment is like a habit. And habits can work for you or against you. But we have such a habit of speaking our mind that all the intimidation cannot shut people up and folks are learning the truth. So we have the First Amendment. God bless them. We're going to break the chains with that. And God bless them, we have the ancient right of any free man of weapons, of armaments, not to offensively use them. My God, we don't want to go to that. But they're there, nonetheless, as a massive check and balance against the globalist hubris. We are not the Germans. We are not the Russians. We are not the Chinese when the CIA put Mao Zedong in and the CIA put Fidel Castro in. That's on record. Is the CIA is the foreign banks, folks. It is Skull and Bones. It is the Illuminati. Look it up. It was founded by Skull and Bones, founded out of England and Germany. Chapter 322. It is here to bring this insane rage of death and destruction upon us because it's what these people like. This is their holiday. This is their season. This is their world. This is their beauty. This is their art. Their art is burning cities and starving children. Their art is piles of skulls. And all their weak acolytes who seek after power have no idea that they won't be given the power they were promised. They will be paint on the palette to be placed on the canvas, you are going to have, you're going to beg for God to protect you, those of you that have served evil. You're going to beg. You're going to grind your teeth. You're going to pull your hair out. You're going to fall down on the ground and wish you hadn't have been so wicked. Because you cowards have run to evil because you're afraid of it. Most of you, I know your secret. Most of you that think you're really evil, you're weak and pathetic. You're not really, truly evil. You think evil's beautiful? You're going to really get to get into the lake. You're going to get to go for a swim in what you've been admiring from your little hilltop vantage point. You like the smell of death? You're going to get to drink out of that cup until your guts bust. And I hope all of you like it. Because it's what you want, it's what you get. You want bio-warfare? You want chem-warfare? You want hydrogen weapons detonating over U.S. cities? You want World War III? You want starvation? You think death's sexy? You think skulls are pretty? If we don't turn this around, you're going to get to...
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Yeah, I've been preaching today, and we will go over all these articles when Tarpley gets on with us in the next hour, then Max Kaiser joining us. Can't think of two better people to have on to break all this down. But they are preparing to try to launch a global conflict that out of the crisis, a new world order will be built on. Again, I'll remind you if you're a new listener, it has been openly announced that mega banks that created trillions, over 1,000 trillion in false assets, sold and signed on to by governments, have declared that we are their slaves in hundreds of financial publications and on television as a public notice. They follow a law of telling you what they've done. Very esoteric. And they have announced their domination of us. They are now announcing the paramilitary occupation of the West by goon forces. Europe has TSA-style goons also now showing up all over the highways to oppress the public, their real target, while telling you that they're doing it to protect you from Al-Qaeda that they publicly run. Now to get the United States behind an attack on Iran and Syria, probably Syria first and then Iran. By the way, that's in the news today. They're saying, we've got to have boots on the ground. I've got like six articles here. We've got to have boots on the ground in Syria because Al-Qaeda is there. That's how dumb they think you are. They land Al-Qaeda in helicopters and infiltrate them and exfiltrate them across the borders with Jordan and Turkey. That's not debated now for 8 months. Now they publicly are saying we've got to bomb Assad to stop Al-Qaeda that our criminal government put in. And they think the public is so stupid. I sit there and talk to good old boys and they go, I know it's true what you're saying. I just still want to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, aren't you smart enough to get this? It's so over the top, though. I know things that are so simple are hard to understand. I've actually found that in my life. And it's so painful to see that we're going into this time. All I know is we're here to the end, hardcore, trying to warn people. And I want to say this, too. In fact, I meant to start the show with this today. I am not going to get into one side or the other of Romney, Obama. Because at the top, they're run by the same people. But they need us to choose a side so that we're complicit in our own destruction. And so we have this idea that, oh, well, at least we had some choice. So that we never focus in on the real controllers. It's a continuation of the policy to use Al-Qaeda to overthrow these Middle Eastern countries. And Al-Qaeda light to take over Egypt. It's a continuation to then have Al-Qaeda kill the ambassador. That's a false flag to get into Iran, to get into Syria. It doesn't even mean Mitt Romney was behind it, because the people behind Mitt Romney are the ones behind Obama. They're trying to prod America into this Iran war. It's deeper than even what Tarpley says. And I think when I bring that up, he's going to have to admit it. He's just playing politics with this because he thinks Obama is better than Romney. By the way, he thought Obama was horrible and was for McCain. You see, when you get up to this level of real analysis, it isn't about parties anymore. It's about what does the power structure want? And you can believe whatever they want, it's bad for us. But it's even deeper than that. Obama is playing along with the official story that it was just random people that killed him and it was the film that did it. That's what the neocons are putting out too, for a clash of civilizations. So I won't give Obama cover in this because there's connections to the Israelis and Saudi Arabians in this. Like Obama is better because they would do this to him. They didn't do this to Obama. He's a puppet that reads off a teleprompter. They did this to us, the American people in Europe, to start a clash of civilizations, a new jihad crusade attack against each other so the globalists can referee the whole thing and get everybody into deeper debt and take liberties.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.